Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. We continue along in halachos related to tefillin. So, just a couple of things from yesterday. So, we said yesterday that the kesher shel tefillin is the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. That he saw as achorai, he saw the kesher shel tefillin. So, someone asked me after the shiur, what does that mean exactly? So, I'm not sure exactly what that means, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin me'achorai, but perhaps it means something along the lines of, when we say that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the back, it means that we don't appreciate the full Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and why everything happens in this world from a this worldly perspective. We only see the back of God. We sort of catch a glimpse every once in a while. We catch a glimpse of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. Every once in a while we see some major Ashkach practice, but we don't really see it on a regular basis and fully understand why things happen. But particularly I thought it relates to the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just me'achorei, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from behind, but after the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Gemara in Brachos tells us that Tefillah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maksiv Bei. What does it say in the Tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So just like in our Tefillah it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillah it says Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillah is his sign of love for Klal Yisrael. So that's what it means, that we see how much he loves us just a little bit every once in a while. We don't. It's sometimes a message that's not conveyed enough to us when we're educated how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. It sounds like a very, the Christians always talk about that God loves you, but it's something that we believe also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us very much. I just read that Rav Moshe Feinstein was once dealing with somebody, and the person said, but how could you talk to that guy? That guy's a Rasha. And Rav Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that Rasha more than you and I love the greatest tzaddik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, that's a very important yesod in our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then we said that the tefillin have to be, last thing I think we said was that they have to be lamala, and that is symbolic of Klal Yisrael being lamala v'lo lamata. So lamala means, I don't know if we have time to explain it, lamala means, Rashi says, begova arosh v'lo lamata b'tzavar, that the kesher, the knot of the tefillin, shouldn't be all the way down. It has to be a little bit high up. It's not supposed to be all the way down on your neck. So you have to be careful about this. This is, there's like a hole in the back of people's heads, like a little bit of a space that's inverted, so the bottom of the kesher should be there. The top of the kesher should be on the part that protrudes. So that's what it means, that it should be lamala. It shouldn't be all the way down on the neck. So let's pick up now. The other thing we just said, that the tefillin is the Shem Hashem. Ro kalami ha'aretz ki Shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yarmi mecha elu tefillin shabarosh. That everyone will see our tefillin and be afraid of us. So why is the tefillin Shem Hashem? Everyone's going to see the Shem Hashem is nikra lecha, and that's a reference to the tefillin. So Tosfos says that the reason the tefillin is called Shem Hashem is because the tefillin shal rosh tafka is because they are more visible than the tefillin shal yad. The Gemara is going to say later on that by tefillin shal yad we dafka have a Russia, l'chalaos v'lola achirim laos. That the tefillin shel yad is supposed to be highly personal to you. It's not supposed to be something that's exposed to everybody else. We cover up the tefillin shel yad. We don't leave our tefillin shel yad exposed. Not only that, based on that Pasuk Rishonim learned that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza by the tefillin shel yad, because l'chal la'os, it's supposed to be directly connected to you, to your skin, not out there for everybody else. But the tefillin shel rosh is meant to be visible, meant to be seen. The Sefer HaChayim is quoted here by the Biuri Adaf, says that the words Shem Hashem Nikra are Rashi Tevis Shin Yunun Shin. So the Shin of the tefillin shel rosh is the Shem Hashem Nikra. And he adds that there are actually Shin Yamim, there are 300 days that we put tefillin on during a solar calendar. During a 365 day year, there are 300 days that we put on tefillin, because he says you have 52 Shabbos that we don't put on tefillin. Shnei Yimei Sukkos, Shnei Yimei Pesach, Shnei Yimei Shavuos, Shnei Yimei Rosh Hashanah, V'yom Echad Shel Yom HaKippurim. So a lot of questions on that cheshbon, obviously. First of all, in terms of how he cheshbon's Chol HaMoed, is he counting Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, or is he not counting Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? What exactly, because Shnei Yimei Sukkos, what does he do about Shmini Atzeres? Shnei Yimei Pesach, I assume, means the first day and the last day. So Shnei Yimei Sukkos also means Shmini Atzeres and the first day of Sukkos. So he's not counting Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. But then he says Shnei Yimei Shavuos. So it's a little bit difficult to understand exactly how he makes this cheshbon. And even with the cheshbon, it doesn't come out exactly exactly correct, but it's roughly 300 days a year that a person puts on tefillin, and that's the shin. That's the shin shel tefillin. Okay, I thought that was an interesting thing. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. We are holding about 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Birdi Amar Rav. V'amri lam Rav Acha Aricha Amar Rav Huna. V'amri lam Rav Menashe Amar Shmuel. Tefillin Eimus Ayim Varech Alein. When do you make the bracha on your tefillin? Mishas Hanachasan. From the time that you put them on. So what does that mean, from the time that you put them on? So Rashi says, Mashma La'achar Shehinichan. Sounds like after you put on your tefillin, that's when you make the bracha. So frankly, Mara Eini, Vaham, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kala Mitzvos, Kulam, Varech Alein, Over Las Yasan. Isn't there a rule that every single mitzvah you're supposed to make a bracha over Las Yasan, you're supposed to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah? And the other two places in Shas, or it's probably quoted in more places, but the two major places in Shas where this line is quoted, in Pesachim and Daf Zayin and in Sukkah Daf Lamites, the Gemara says, how do I know that the Lashon of Over means before, that the word Over means before? And the Gemara quotes three Pesukim, Vayaretz Achimatz, that when Achimatz runs, Vayavar Sakushi, and he beats out the Kushi to tell David about the death of Avshalom, and from Yosef, from Yaakov going to meet Esav, also is Lashon of Over, Vover Lefneim, and also by Micha, when it describes the Melchamas Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to fight for us, be Moshe Mashiach, also that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Over in front of us. So we pointed out, I think, recently, I'm not sure what context, oh, it was a drasha, I think, on Shabbos, that the Divrei David on Pesachim says, why didn't the Gemara just use an expression, Kodem Lasiasan, Lefnei Asiasan? Why use the term Over that you then need to spend 10 lines of Gemara figuring out what the word Over means? So he says, because the common link between all of those three Pesukim is that they all have to do with Milchama. They all have to do with preparing for war. And a person should realize when he's doing a mitzvah, he's waging Milchama with his Yetzer Hara. And that's the idea of, you have to prepare for war. That's the idea of the Birch HaMitzvah. It's the way of mentally preparing ourselves for defeating the Yetzer Hara, for fighting a battle with the Yetzer Hara. That's what the Ritva writes, and the Nadbi Yehuda writes, quoting the Ritva, that he doesn't see the sense in saying L'Shem Yichud, aside from the fact that he said the Nadbi Yehuda is very critical of it because he doesn't think there's a Masorah for it, but he says, doesn't see the sense in saying L'Shem Yichud to prepare yourself mentally for the mitzvah and get yourself your Kavana straight. That's exactly what the Bracha's for. You make the bracha beforehand so to gain focus. So anyway, but don't we see over here, you're supposed to make a bracha before we do a mitzvah? You're not supposed to make a bracha after you do the mitzvah. So why did we say that you make the bracha on tefillin after you put them on? No, you make the bracha on the tefillin after the anacha, before the kshira. The mitzvah is the kshira. Since you still didn't tie the tefillin, that's called overlas yasan. Major discussion in Tosos right here. Mishas anacha viachas kshira. Mikano yimedaktik Rabbeinu Eliyahu shetzaruch adam likshar tefillin b'chol yom. That a person has to actually, unbelievable, tie the knot of his tefillin every day. Imagine, untie the shalrosh and retie it every day, not just to put it on. We retie our neckties every day, we should retie the knot on the tefillin every day, says the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. For Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, de'ein sarach. We shouldn't have a clip on tefillin shalrosh, Rabbeinu Eliyahu says. We should give it the cover of tying it every day. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, de'ein sarach. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not necessary. Umevi raya, the Rabbeinu Tam's raya that it's not necessary, is mehadam rin perakamid dechulin, the tzarach adam sheyilmod gimel dvarim, that a person needs to learn three things. Ksav, shchita, umila. You have to learn how to write safros, you have to learn how to do shchita, and you have to learn how to do mila. Those are very important. You're going to be an out-of-town rabbi, those are the three important things you need to know. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, av kesher shel tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should also know the kesher shel tefillin, u birchas chasanim, you should know to be a mesavik kiddushin, v'tzitzis, and you should know tzitzis. V'idach, and the other opinion says, that these are very common things, you're always going to have to do these things. And since you're always going to have to do these things, that's why you need to learn them. So, but wait a second, if you have to tie the tefillin shel rosh every single day, there's nothing more shchiach than that. So why would you say that the other ones are shchiach? Sounds like the first list was the shchiach. Ksav shchita mila. That was shchiach. So if in fact Rabbeinu Eliyahu is correct that you need to tie the tefillin every single day, well then nothing's more shchiach than that. So Rabbeinu Tam also has a raya from the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, at the very end of the page over here. He quotes from the Gemara in Erevin that kesher shel tefillin, kesher shel kayama. The kesher shel tefillin is a lasting kesher. It's a kesher shel kayama. If you had to untie and retie every single day, then it wouldn't be a kesher shel kayama. The fact that it's a kesher shel kayama sounds like Rabbeinu Tam, not like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that you can leave the tefillin tied all the time, that you don't need to untie it every single day. Then, so how does Rabbeinu Tam understand the word? The word's in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishas Hanacha V'Adshas Kshira. From the time that you put it on, Kshira means tying, doesn't it? So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says over here. Dahach Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, Dahach Kshira, Hainu Ahidut. Third line on the page of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that the Kshira is a reference to the fastening it, to connecting it, shemahadko mitzamtzmo barosho, kimo shilya kshura bevlad, like the Gemara in the Mishnah Nida describes, a shilya that's kashur bevlad. It's not tied around the vlad. It means it's connected to the vlad. The word kashur very often means just connected. Then Tosos writes a few lines later, mistaver k'divir Rabbeinu Tam b'tfilin shol rosh, u'k'divir Rabbeinu Elio b'tfilin shol yad. He thinks the tfilin shol rosh, maybe it's more mistaver that you can leave it, but the tfilin shol yad, it's more mistaver that you have to tie it every day. But then later on, in Tosos, five lines before the lines get wide, chozar nilomar, t'tfilin shol yad, nami lobo ikshir b'kol yom, and that's what we paskin, that tfilin shol yad also don't need to be tied every single day. So, that's what we possibly don't retie the knots every single day. We just fasten it to ourselves each day. Now, what about the raya that Rabbeinu Tam had? A pretty good raya from Erevin that we call it a kesher shel kayama. If you have to tie it every single day, shouldn't that by definition not be a kesher shel kayama? So the Tam HaMelech, again, quoted in the Biuri Adaf, the Tam HaMelech is Mitari, it's tells this question from the Gemara in Erevin, that yeah, of course it's called the kesher shel kayama, because every time you untie it, it's only almanas likshar, it's only almanas to tie it again. And the whole mitzvah of tefillin is ukshatim, is to make a kesher. So the kesher that you make by tefillin has to be a kesher, it has to be halachically a kesher. So your kavana to want to make it a full-fledged kesher, and you're only untying it because you want to be able to tie another full-fledged kesher, that gives it the quality of a full-fledged kesher, even though you're going to untie it very shortly, even though you know that you're going to untie it very, very shortly. He then asks, how exactly did Rabbeinu Eliyahu envision, according to those shitos, that you wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif? How would you wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif? You can't make the kesher on Shabbos and Yantif. And the Rabbeinu Eliyahu held you got to make the kesher every single day. So that we're going to learn today why it is that we paskim we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, but there were shittos that put on tefillin that the Shabbos is man tefillin. So what exactly was he envisioning about putting it on Shabbos and Yantif? Okay, so you need to be somewhat creative in the laws of kosher to figure out what he meant by that, or to say that Lila is also man tefillin, he just put it on the night before and left it on. But then you run into the sleeping problem in tefillin, so it's an issue. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Chista, Tapal Amar Vav Amar Alf. Amar Rav Chista, Sach bein tefillu l'tefila, chozer mevarich. If a person speaks between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, he has to go make a bracha again, he has to make a new bracha. Rashi says, "Bein shaliyal shalrosh to siper kodim sheyaniach losan al rosh," means he speaks before he puts them on his head, so he's going to need to make a new bracha. Tosos points out, "Mikan medaktikim kasha adam shochet ofos o behemos harbe the sach bein of la of." Based on this, this is not only a din of tefillin, says Tosfos, this is a din whenever you're doing several mitzvahs consecutively. Whenever you're doing a mitzvah, one right after the other, you're shechting several birds, which is always the way it works. When you go to a shechita place, when you go what's the big chicken place? To Empire, they're shechting a thousand chickens. He's shechting thousands, more than a thousand chickens, one right after the other, right after the other. How many brachas do you make? Tosfos says, from this Gemara Menachas Lamed Vav, we see that you should only make one bracha, but if you speak in between the shechitos, you're going to have to make another bracha. But you're not allowed to speak in order to cause yourself to have to make that new bracha. As the Gemara is going to say over here, speaking between the tefillin is no good. It's an aveira to speak in between the tefillin. If you do it, you're going to have to make a new bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, but it is an aveira. And He says, wait a second, maybe tefillin is a little different. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh is different than shechting several animals. V'shem ha'shayni tefillin shem mitzvah achas hein, avalasam shem yirtzu yishchot v'myirtzu lo yishchot. Maybe the tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, it's really one big mitzvah. It's a big discussion. Do you count it as two separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Maybe tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh is one big mitzvah, but when it comes to the shechitos, each shechita is really independent because you don't have to do any of those shechitos. So each shechita is really a new decision to shecht another animal. By tefillin, it's all connected. So maybe by the shechitos, it's not such a problem to speak in between them. And then, okay, so you'll make another bracha, but it's a new ma'isa shechita, so it's not a big deal. Umi mistavra to kiven diyachal lift up a bracha achas ein lo ledaber kadei sheizak le bracha shniyak nemuch perk balo. But he still says it seems more logical that if you could get away with one bracha, then it's better not to speak and cause yourself a need to make another bracha, because any time you can get away with fewer brachos, so and fulfill the brachos in the best way, even by saying a fewer amount of brachos, so that's always the better thing to do. However, he says what is a davar pashut is if you're in middle of shechting and you need to say, pass me my knife, pass me that bird, something like that, something that relates to the shechita. Tells goes on to say v'zev davar pashut a few lines later, shim shoel of lishchot lo chashav hefzik midi dahava atol bruch, that if someone asks for an oath to shech, that's for sure not a hefzik, just like after you do netilas yadayim, when you say come let's make a bracha, or when you say pass the salt or anything like that relates to the actual eating the bread, that is not a problem of the of a hefzik. So this is the idea that if a person has a speaks between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, he makes a new bracha. The Rosh writes, it doesn't matter whether it's sichas chulin or whether it's your mafsik for davar shebekdusha to answer for davar shebekdusha. Either way, you're violating the isser of causing a bracha sheina tzricha. However, he says the Gemara statement that we're about to read, that you're chozer of me'orche al melchama, that if you're a person who speaks between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, that's a good enough reason that you should not be representing the Jewish people on the battlefield, and you have to go back from battle because that's the aveira hibiyado that you have to go back from battle for. He says maybe that's only if you speak sichas chulin. Maybe if you're just answering kedusha between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, it's an aveira, but it's not that bad an aveira that you have to go back from battle for that. The Mordechai quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that only sicha betela causes you to make a new bracha. If you're mafsik with tzorich the tefillin themselves, you don't have to make a new bracha. It's like being mafsik between Til Sedayim and Birch Samotzi, like we just said, like Tosos says. That's the same Balei Tosos. And he adds that even if you're mafsik to answer Dover Shem Kedusha, you don't have to make a new bracha, unlike the Rush, because you have a chiv to be onei matzibur, and you're not allowed to put on the tefillin until you answer. So you have to take care of the answering, the chiv that presents itself, to answer together with the tzibur, which of course opens up a whole discussion that one could have about why speak at all. Maybe you could just listen to Kedusha. And we have the concept of Shomei Kona. This is what Rashi writes in Masechta Sukkah, that if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha, just sit there silently, listen to the Kedusha, Shomei Kona. Tosus over there says, no, if you sit there silently and you listen to the Kedusha and you really hold Shomea Keona works, well then it's a hefsik in your Shmon Esrei. A fascinating discussion. There's a lot of good lumdas there. Okay, Riki Veger in his Hagos to the Shulchan Aruch quotes Machlok Sachronim that if between the tefillin you hear someone else make a bracha on the tefillin, on his tefillin shel yad, you already put on your tefillin shel yad, you didn't put on your tefillin shel rosh yet, the person next to you makes a bracha out loud, you hear his bracha, do you answer amen to that bracha? So he quotes from the Tshuvas Panami Iros. Riki Veger in the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Panami Iros that it's mutter to say amen because that's may also inyan. That's what Rabbeinu Tam, just like pass that bird so I could check it, that's the same inyan of tefillin, so you should make a bracha. But then he quotes from the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel that you should not answer Amen, and he says I'm more in line with the Dvar Shmuel. I think that you should not answer Amen, and the Raya is from the fact that the Torah writes in the name of the Ramah that you answer Amen after the bracha of Habocher bi'amo Yisrael bi'ava, and that's not considered a hefsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. Why? He says because the answering of Amen is no worse than She'ela Shalom, which is Mutter Bein Aparshios. Why does the Torah have to say that? Shouldn't he just say, well, you're answering amen to the Birchus Kriyashma, which is mamish what you're holding in, so therefore it's not a hefsik at all? Elamai, you see that an answer of Amen, someone else's bracha, even on the same inyan, is a hafsik. Major nafkamina, answering Amen to someone else's al netilas yadayim after you wash. L'chor, it's the same issue. It's on your inyan that you're holding in. So therefore, if it's on your inyan, it should be according to the panim iros, it should be okay. But according to Rabbi Kivager in the name of the Dvar Shmuel, yeah, but it's not your netilas yadayim, and therefore it's like answering Amen to someone else's laniach tefillin. It would be no good according to the Dvar Shmuel. The Shulchan Aruch writes that you don't answer Amen after the bracha of Gaal Yisrael, because it's a hefsik between geula and tefillah. Aye, but it's a main on geula. So how can it be a hefsik between geula and tefillah? That's obviously machlokas rishonim, whether you answer a main on that bracha. That's why we're makbid to finish the bracha along with the shliach tzibur. All the poskim write that what most people do when they're the serve a shliach tzibur, where they just say the end of the bracha of Gal Yisrael quietly, that's wrong. That no one's supposed to do that. Everyone writes, Rav Henkin writes that, many poskim write that that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's completely wrong. But we're supposed to finish the bracha along with the shliach tzibur because of this machlokas. But why would it be a hefsik? How could it be a hefsik? It's a main on that same inyan of geula that we're talking about. Elamai, but it's someone else's bracha. It's not my bracha. I'm not allowed to answer a main even if it's in the same inyan. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vaita. So the Gemara said you speak between tefillah and tefillah, you have to make a new bracha. Sach in, lo sach lo. Sounds like only if you speak you have to make a new bracha. Otherwise, there's only one bracha that's made on a tefillah shaliyad and shalosh together. Doesn't that sound like lichatchila? You're supposed to make two separate brachos. It's not only if you speak that you have to make a second bracha. If you don't speak, you make one bracha. If you do speak, you make two brachos. Major machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. What this means, and this is nogei lahalacha. Rashi writes, if you speak, you make one bracha on the shalyan shalosh together. You just make the bracha of laniach tefillin. And if you didn't speak, you just make the bracha of laniach tefillin. If you spoke in between them, that's when you need the al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. But otherwise, you would only need one bracha on both. Rabbeinu Tam says, lo sach mevarich achas means if you don't speak, you only make one bracha on the shel rosh. You for sure make the al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. If you didn't speak, that's all you make on the shel rosh. If you spoke after putting on the shel yad, then you're going to need to make a lahaniach and an al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. That is shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi that you mevarich one bracha on both. Rama paskins like Rabbeinu Tam that even if you don't speak in between the shel yad and the shel rosh, you should make separate brachos on the shel yad and shel rosh. Of course, that is what we do. However, the Rama says it's a good idea that after you make that second bracha, you should say Baruch Shem Kavon Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed, just in case it was a bracha levatal. Because according to Rashi, that second bracha is a bracha levatal if you didn't speak between the shel yad and shel rosh. So that's why we add in the Baruch Shem Kavon Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. Mishum Baruch quotes the name Prima Gadim. You got to be careful though. That Baruch Shem Kavon Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed should only be said after you fastened your tefillin shel rosh to its proper place on your head. If you haven't yet done the mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh, then that baruch shem kavod malchuso li'olam va'ed is going to negate the bracha before you do the mitzvah, and you will have defeated the entire purpose. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You should be careful. Only say the baruch shem kavod malchuso li'olam va'ed after the tefillin is already fastened on your head. But that's where our minhag comes from. We're trying to hedge our bet to be choshesh for both shitos. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that no matter whether you speak or not, you need to make an al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh, and Shitas Rashi that you don't. That's why we add in the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. Now, why is it that there's a separate Nusach HaBracha for Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim of here. Rashi says Laniach Tefillin is for the Shel Yad because that's the beginning of the Hanacha. On the Shel Rosh, it's Al Mitzvah Tefillin because through putting the Tefillin on Shel Rosh, you're finishing the mitzvah of tefillin. You're finishing the entire mitzvah of tefillin. Karen Ora just adds that by tefillin shel yad, how does the Torah tell us you need to put on tefillin shel yad? Ukshartem li'os al yadecha. So what Dafka tells us about the hanacha, it tells us you need to tie it to your hand. It tells the nature of the mitzvah, the way the mitzvah is described in the Torah, is the hanacha. So that's why you make a bracha lehaniach tefillin. By the tefillin shel rosh, it says v'hayu l'totafos, meaning not on the pu'ula, not on the ma'isa mitzvah, but that it should be on your head. It should be l'totafos b'ineinecha. So therefore, it's just al mitzvahs, on the mitzvah of it being there, but it's not on the action of doing, of placing it there. It's all based on the lashon apasuk, on the lashon of the Torah itself. Okay. Says the Gemara further now. Tana, sach bein tefillah tefillah, avei rabbi yada b'chol zol l'merachal l'chama. If a person speaks between tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh, it's an avei for which he has to go back, merachal l'chama, that he returns from war for that. So you're not allowed, this is what we pasken, that you're not allowed to speak between tefillah at all. Now, why aren't you allowed to speak between tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh? Is it purely a brachos issue? So if it's purely a brachos issue, what about a person who wears tefillah l'chalamoi? Doesn't make a bracha, or a person puts on tefillin rabbeinu tam doesn't make a separate bracha. So what are you allowed to speak then between tefillin shayyad and tefillin shirosh? Mishra Brura paskins based on shumas adeshen that even then you're not allowed to be mafsik between tefillin shayyad and tefillin shirosh, because in addition to the bracha issue, we also have the issue of a hayilcha la'osal yadecha lezikaron beneinecha, that the two have to be connected. The osal yadecha and zikaron beneinecha have to be connected to each other. Okay, we got to get moving here. Tanak shuma niach miniach shal. When you put on the tefillin, first you put on the shal yad, then the shal rosh. Kshu cholitz, cholitz shal rosh, rakha cholitz shal yad. When you take off the tefillin, shal rosh comes off, then the shal yad comes off. Bishlam, kshu maniach, maniach shal yad, rakha maniach shal rosh. I understand. When you put on the tefillin, the shal yad comes first, then the shal rosh. Dichsevu kshatam liosal yadecha, vahadar, vahayil tatavas ben inecha. First it says, kshatam liosal yadecha, then it says, vahayil tatavas ben inecha. So the yad comes first. El kshu cholitz, cholitz shal rosh, rakha cholitz shal yad, minalan. But how do I know when you remove the tefillin, you remove the tefillin shel rosh first, and only then you remove the tefillin shel yad. Amar Rabba, Rav Huna Azbrali, Rav Huna explained it to me. Amar Kra, v'hayil totafos beinenecha, which means, kolzman shebeinenecha, you shtayim, totafos is in the plural. So long as your tefillin shel rosh are on, you should have two tefillin on, a tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. So that's how I know that when you have to remove the tefillin shel rosh first. Tan Rabbanan, tefillin meimus ayim varech aleihen. When do you make the bracha on the tefillin? Mishas hanachasan, from the time that you put them on. Ketzad, so what does that mean? Hayamashkim latzeis l'darech u'misyari shem yovdu, if you have to wake up early to go out on the road, and you're afraid that the tefillin are going to get lost. So manichan, you can put them on, even though it's still nighttime, it's not yet the zman tefillin, u'kshayagia zman on mimashish ben mavarech aleihen. And when the zman comes for tefillin, then you can be mimashmish in the tefillin, you could just move the tefillin around, and make a brach on them. Tosfos says, you see from here, the same thing for tzitzis. If you put on your tzitzis too early, and later on, you don't have to take them off and put them on again, you just be mashmish behen, and that's good enough for tzitzis. Tal says, well, wait a second, maybe tefillin and tzitzis aren't exactly the same, because in Amud Beis over here, the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis that there's a mitzvah to be mashmish betfillin at all times, to always feel for the tefillin, to always be touching the tefillin, so you don't have a hesek hadas from the tefillin. There's no such mitzvah by tzitzis, but still he says it seems that that they're connected in that way, that being mashmish is good enough in terms of the bracha itself. Va'ad masay manichan, so how long do you leave tefillin on for? Meaning, when do you take your tefillin off? The Gemara obviously assumes not like our minhag where we only put on tefillin for davening. The Gemara assumes that you put on tefillin for the whole day. So, how do we define the whole day? Until the sun sets. Rav Yaakov Omer, Achetichla Regel Menashuk. Until, it sounds like by Chanukah, until Tichla Regel Menashuk, people stop walking in the streets. V'cham Momrim, Adzman Shina, until the time that you go to sleep. Umodim Chacham the Rabbi Yaakov, even though the Chacham say it's until the time you go to sleep, which could be much after Shkia, way after Shkia, still the Chacham Ramodeshim Chaltzal Natzeis Lebeis HaKisa Lekaris Lebeis HaMerchatz. If you took them off for some other reason, like you have to go to the Beis HaKisa, Beis HaMerchatz, and it's after Shkia already, V'shak HaChama Shuvenu Chozer Manichan, you don't put them back on again. It's just that you leave them on if they happen to still be on from the daytime, you leave them on until you go to sleep. But if you took them off, you wouldn't put them on again after Shkia. Amar of Nachman halacha Rabbi Yaakov, the halacha is like Rabbi Yaakov, that it's Achetichla Regel Menashuk. Excuse me. Rav Chisa Rabba Rav Huna Matzal Bu'urta. Rav Chisa Rabba Rav Huna would daven Mariv in their tefillin. They would daven it in the nighttime tefillin in their tefillin. So the question, should people daven Mincha nowadays in their tefillin? Why don't we wear a tefillin for Mincha? We put it on for tefillos. Should we at least put it on for Mincha? I mentioned in the past, I had a Talmud who came back from Yeshiva in Israel and wanted to wear tefillin for Mincha every day. So his mother went on YU Torah, clicked on Ask the Speaker, and sent an email to Rav Shechter, and some Shir of Shachar gave him Bar Mitzvah or something, and she just clicked and asked the speaker, and sent a letter to Rav Shachar. My son is crazy. He wants to wear tefillin for mincha. Is this normal? Is that okay? Should I buy him a second pair of tefillin? So Rav Shachar said, you know, there's a concept in halacha called mechzi ki yuhara, that something looks like you're being religiously arrogant. This isn't mechzi ki yuhara. This is yuhara mamish. This is religious arrogance. It doesn't look like religious arrogance. I just saw the boy yesterday wearing tefillin at mincha. So, okay. Yeah, no, Rav Nevin Sal told him to wear tefillin at mincha, so he wears tefillin at mincha. I mean, okay, so, yeah. So, anyway, Ikeda Amri, Ein Alach Rabbi Yaakov. Others say that the Alacha is not like Rabbi Yaakov. Rav Chisav Rabbi Rav Huna, Maslu Behuba, or Tabar Ai, Rav Chisav Rabbi Rav Huna, they davened in their tefillin at night, they davened marv in their tefillin, Hahu Pliga. Yeah, that's a machlokas, that's what they argue. Mi Amr Rabbi Rav Huna Hachi, but wait a second, does Rabbi Rav Huna really say this? If you're not sure whether it's nighttime or not, lo cholitz v'lo maniach. You're not supposed to take them off, but you're not supposed to put them on either. Havadei chashecha cholitz. Sounds like when it's definitely nighttime, you know, like when you're going to be davening mariv, you should take them off. You can't leave them on. So how can we say that Rabbi Rav Huna was matzlu buborta? He davened mariv in his tefillin. So it says Gemara hasam erev Shabbos itmar. Now this idea that you got to take them off before nighttime, that's on erev Shabbos because you need to take them off for Shabbos. But on a regular night, you can leave them on till much later. You can leave them on till whenever it is tichla regel or when you go to sleep, whatever the different shitos. So Microsoft says, well, wait a second. What did he hold exactly? Ikusavar Laila's mantfilin, Shabbos Nami's mantfilin. Meaning, if you hold that you're supposed to wear tefillin at night, then you should wear tefillin on Shabbos also, because the same reason that we say that you're not supposed to wear tefillin at night, from that same pasuk we derive that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So why would they be different from each other? Ikasavar Shabbos loves mantfilin, Laila Nami loves mantfilin. And if you hold that Shabbos is the mantfilin, and if the Laila is mantfilin, Shabbos is. If you hold Laila is not mantfilin, then Shabbos is also not mantfilin. One or the other. The same pasuk from which we exclude Shabbos from tefillin, we also exclude nighttime from tefillin. Did Tanya, we have a brisa. What do we learn? Yamim yamima, yamim velo leilos. Yamim means you wear tefillin at daytime, not nighttime. Mi yamim velo kol yamim, and mi yamim means not every day. Roughly 300 days out of the year, not every day do you wear tefillin. Prat the Shabbos Yom Tovim Div Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it comes to dafka exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says no, this has got nothing to do with tefillin about it. No, lo nemar chukazu al pesach bulvad. This is just about the Pesach that you should make from Pesach every single year. Miyam yamima. That's all it means. Nothing to do with tefillin and what's the zman tefillin, what's not the zman tefillin. So man of shuk, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, there's no limitations on tefillin. You would wear tefillin Shabbos, you'd wear tefillin at night. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then you don't wear tefillin Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin at night. So what do we mean? That the guy, that Rabbi Bar Chana, wore tefillin at night, but he wanted to make sure his tefillin were off in time for Shabbos. What do you mean? If you wear tefillin at night, you should wear tefillin on Shabbos. So says Gemara, Nafkalei Mehecha de Nafkalei the Rabbi Akiva. No, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold you wear tefillin on Shabbos. He would learn, Rabbi Bar Chana would learn, that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos from the same place Rabbi Akiva learns you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Obviously not the pasuk we just quoted. That pasuk Rabbi Akiva held was about Pesach. So what is it about the Tanya, Rabbi Kiva? It's unbelievable, by the way, just, you know, how Pesach comes up right in the middle of Menachos again within a few days. That's got to count as a Daf Yomi coincidence. The Tanya, we have a Braisa, Yakna Haz also came up in Tosas Naman Alf, I just didn't mention. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yachli Yaniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbos Osub Yom Tovim. You might think a person should put on Tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. Tamal Omer V'Hayo La'os Al Yadecha Olu Totafos Bein Einecha. Mi Shetzrich An Os Yatzu Shabbos Yom Tovim Shehin Gufan Os. Something that needs an Os as opposed to Shabbos and Yantiv, they themselves are an Os. They don't need an Os. Tefillin is an Os, so therefore Tefillin is unnecessary on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rashi and Tosafos Maseches Beit are right that even though Shabbos and Yom Tovim are not the Zman Tefillin, because we learned from Os that they don't need an Os, doesn't make it usher to add an extra os, and therefore you're potter from putting on tefillin Shabbos and Yantiv, but there's no iser to be maniach tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. L'chora, that's only according to this drasha. But according to the sheet of the Shabbos and Yom Tov are excluded from the pasuk of Shemarta Eschukah Azos Lamoada miyamim yamima, and we darshan miyamim velo kol yamim prat l'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. So that's telling me dafka not to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. But according to this drasha, that it's just about an os, that there's no need for an extra os on Shabbos and Yantiv. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos say. It seems like there's no iser to put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. Why do we assume there's an iser? The Rush writes in the name of the Sefer Eitim that even our Shita holds that there's asul niach tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. Shulchan Aruch paskins that way as well. Sim lamed aleph, sif aleph, that it's asur on Shabbos and Yantiv. It's asur niach tefillin because they themselves are an os, and if you put on an os acher, says the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say this explicitly in the Gemara, it's not just, you might as well have as many oses as possible. No, you put on another os, it's a zilzal to the first os, that you're showing that Shabbos is not enough of an os for you if you put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. You're showing that Shabbos and Yantiv is not enough of an os. So it's a zilzal to the os of Shabbos and the os of Yantiv. Magen Avraham writes in the name of Tshuva Sarashba that there's also an issur of Bal Tosif when you put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. So in addition to the zilzal of the other os, it's an issur of Bal Tosif when you put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. Shumas Sadashin was asked. Shumas Sadashin has a tshuva. Someone asked him, what about if a person, we know Bris Mila is called an os. That's why the minhag comes that we keep on our tefillin for the Bris Mila, at least the people involved generally, keep on the tefillin for Bris Mila because it's to juxtapose the os of the Mila with the os of tefillin. So someone asked the Shumas Sadashin, well, let's do the cheshbon. If Shabbos is an os, if Bris Mila is an os, and if Tefillin is an os, and that's why we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos, because we apparently you always need two osos. You have Bris Mila on Shabbos, and you have Shabbos on Shabbos. During the week, you have Bris Mila, and you have Tefillin. What about someone who doesn't have a Mila? Does he have to put on Tefillin on Shabbos in order to have two osos? So, because you always need two osos. That's what the someone asked Shumas Deshin. Shumas Deshin says, this is a very important rule, you should remember it, that you don't learn halachos and adjust halachos from agadata gemaras. When we call it an os, that's really agadata, it's not halachos, it's quoting Shulchan Aruch, right? Shumas Deshin didn't know that, he was before the Shulchan Aruch, but we take this halachically, but he said, agadata, os, this being an os, that being an os, you don't learn halachos, you don't derive halachos from agadata gemaras. It's a very important klal. Vait in the gemara, Amar Ablazu Kal Meniach, anyone who puts on tefillin after shkia is in violation of an asay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar over Bilav. Rabbi Yochanan says he's in violation of a los asay. Lema Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bilav. Come if maybe they're arguing about Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bilav's din or statement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bilav. Kol makom shnemar hishamer. Pen, va'al, enu al los asay. Anytime you have those words in the Torah, hishamer, pen, or al, it's always a los asay. So, demar isled Rabbi Yavin, demar lesled Rabbi Yavin, that they're arguing about Rabbi Yavin, whether it's a los asay to put on tefillin after shkia, because it's a lashon of hishamer, it's a shemarta. So, the lashon of hishamer would be, is it a los asay or not? So, it says gemara lo. The kuli al isul Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Lah. Now everyone agrees. Hishamer pen and al are all the shonos of los asay. Everyone would agree that. V'achabach kamithli. Over here, this is what the machlok is about. Mar sav hishamer de lav hishamer da asay. One shita says that the hishamer associated with a lav is a lav, but a hishamer associated with mitzvah asay, like tefillin, is an asay. Umar sav hishamer da asay nami lav. And the other one holds no. Any hishamer in the Torah has to be a los asay. It's always a lav. It's never an asay. V'omer Rabbi Lazar, v'im l'shamran, mutter. Rabbi Lazar says, but if you're wearing tefillin at night, just for the sake of protecting the tefillin, because you have nowhere safe to put them down, that is 100% mutter. V'omer Ravina, havi yasivna kamed Ravashi, v'chashach v'miach tefillin. So Ravina says, yeah, one time I was sitting by Ravashi, it got dark, and he put on tefillin. V'armi le, so everyone said to him, oh, l'shamran kabay l'umar? Is it because you need to guard the tefillin? That's why you're putting on the tefillin? Like Rabbi Lazar says, that you're allowed to put on tefillin at night only if you want to guard them? So that must be your kavanah. You want to guard them? Vamerli in, and he said, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. V'chazisei v'daitei to lav l'shamran hubai. But I saw that really he was lying. It was not l'shamran. He held that you're supposed to put on tefillin at night. But kasavar halacha vein morin came. He held that that's the halacha, but that's not the halacha. That halacha should not be taught publicly. Why not? If that's halacha, teach it publicly. Says Rashi, kasavar halacha de laila is mantefillin. Who he held that really laila is mantefillin vein morin came shem yishkachem yishim behem mitkam. That he was afraid that people would end up sleeping in the tefillin if you tell them that Laila is Zman tefillin. But he really held that Laila is Zman tefillin. This sometimes you have, Gedolei Olam, when people ask them about things, they don't want to get involved in every detail of what they did. Rashat said that someone once, the Rav had the minhag that before he put on his tefillin Shal Rosh, he would tie not only all the way down his arm, but he would tie the tefillin around his fingers also. He held that all of that, it was from Reb Chaim, I think, that he held that all of that was part of the hanacha of the tefillin Shal Yad, and you need to create the letters and everything on the hand, the shin on the hand, the whole thing, in order to before you put on the tefillin, the tefillin shal rosh. So someone, the Baal Batim, once came over to him and said, "You're not supposed to do that. You know, you're only supposed to wrap it around a little bit and then put on the tefillin shal rosh." He said, "Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry." Okay, he didn't forget, but he just didn't want to get involved. Sometimes you have like that, but they'll do that. Okay, I guess we will stop there. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow, and tomorrow we finish up tefillin and then we move on to tzitzis.